I want to appreciate the opportunity given to me once again. And most importantly, I want to appreciate the delegate from Federal College of Akoka. Please, you have my utmost and deepest respect. I only spoke there once, and all the way from Lagos, they had to come just because I want to talk here today. Please, my appreciation goes to you. Thank you very much. I'm a storyteller, but I do not presume I know better story than Dr. Ladisemi. So I'm going to begin my presentation with a story. You see, a year ago and a half, I was a person who was walking around with an empty feeling and an immense burden of carrying latent potentials. Everyone who saw me could easily spot a potential or two. And they would say things like, "You are very talented. Oh, the future is bright. Oh, you have a lot of skills." But these people didn't know that what I was really concerned about was how I was going to hit that day. Yes, these people could magically spot my potential, but they somehow missed the opportunity to see that what I really needed at the time was just a job to get the food on the table. So everyone would say, "You have this, you have that." And what was on my mind was like, okay, these potentials you are seeing, can it just encourage you to give me a job? But at the end of the day, everybody would just say, "You have potential," and then they're gone. Yes, the future is bright. But what was going to happen at that moment? I didn't know. I could not guarantee anything. So I went about with an immense burden of feeling empty. Folks, I would tell you that if potentials were money, by now I should have been working with a truckload of it. But no. Chances are most time I would go to bed hungry at that point. This was a year ago. I would take a long look at my future in my present stomach and wonder what I was going to eat. I was going to think that, could you at least ask me, for all this potential you see, ask me what I needed, and I will tell you right away. But nobody would do that. So what I did, please let me take a caveat. I want to really recognize all the law students here. You guys are incredible, and special recognition to my former president, who was just here, and of course, our leading light, Mrs. Uba. It is never easy to become a law student, not because of what you are going to read, but the 7 years it will take you to acquire law. And I will look at myself and say, was I going to wait in this state? Was I going to wait to become a law student before I could actually guarantee a food on my table? Unbelievable. No, not in this world. The road to becoming a lawyer in Nigeria is spent 5 years, 1 year in NYC and 1 year in law school. 7 years. When I calculated everything, I realized that before I even got to law school, maybe I would have actually been thinner than this. So I said I needed to do something. So I said, maybe I needed to reskill. I said, maybe I needed to add more skills. That maybe if I added more skill, maybe I would make a material difference in my life. So as an undergraduate, I took a risk of shelving more law classes for more online courses. Pursue other areas of interest. I pursue marketing, data analytics, content development. I pursue how to build virtual assistant. Even as a lawyer, I could actually build some chatbots as we speak. I learned all of these things in the space of 1 year, and I thought if I did, just maybe there would be a material difference in my life. No, there was still no material difference. What I realized was that I had successfully created a deeper hole than I had. Yes, I had now more potentials, but no result. There was a huge gap between my potentials and my economic reality. So I realized that there was something missing, a platform. I had a skill, but I don't have application. I needed some place to apply those skills that could actually bring economic opportunities for me, so I would stop being hungry. So, some few months ago, I started my journey to finding a platform. So I found one. And I will tell you that in the past few months, I've had to be everything that I've learned. And I've even gotten the motivation to learn more new skills. Right now, I'm actually learning more programming skills. Like they've been saying, I am actually now, I think it was Dr. Moses Uba that said it, I'm enrolled in the World Bank-sponsored course, Future of Work. Oh, it is unbelievable, the kind of insight you get there. But in this past month, I have been a copywriter. Now, I didn't say in 1 year, in the past month. I've been a copywriter, I've been a publisher, I've been a data analyst, a digital marketer, a LinkedIn expert, and a public speaker, and I'm yet to be a lawyer. The Federal College of Education delegates came here today because I spoke in Federal College of Education earlier this year. I didn't speak about how to become a lawyer. No. I actually projected what I learned in the past 1 year. People, I have found expression and application for my inept talent. I will say that in those moments of expression and application, I have found little pockets of hairs that allowed me to breathe and liberate myself economically. I was absorbed in self-depression, but today I am gainfully employed with a company that allows me to work remotely, all through a platform. Today, I have a job I did an interview for, like I've said, and I'm enrolled in the sponsored in the World Bank sponsored course, like I have said. But this is what is very, very fundamental to me. Every morning, every day, I speak with these incredible people. The first person there on the list is Heidi Kusson. She's from London, United Kingdom. I actually gave her a LinkedIn strategy that got her an interview for the job she's currently doing. Heidi and I have become friends that every day we exchange messages. She's an amazing mother of two from London who shares intimate stories of her sweet daughter, Alana. She actually has two daughters, but she likes to share Alana's story with me because Alana actually just got an admission into college. I share a story with someone like this who gives me incredible tips for career development. I talk with Bartos, that's the second person. Bartos is a Polish citizen. He doesn't mind putting words for me in his company so they could hire me as a marketing manager, even though he knows that I'm in Nigeria. But of course, I'm not ready to make such transition. Oh, you will never allow me to go, so I have to wait and pay my dues. But this is Bartos. He doesn't mind putting in a word for me because I gave Bartos a marketing strategy that allowed him to make some influence in his place of work. He pitched this strategy that I gave to him to his place of work, and of course, he got a promotion. This is Tommaso. Tommaso is a junior dad and a sales expert. Every day, we also share messages. He's a junior dad, by the way, and one of the best things he likes to talk to me about is how he wants to share wine with me, a cup of wine, and I don't know why he really wants to share a cup of wine with me, but this, until I saw his profile, and he put it there, a wine lover. I said, right, this is why you want to share a cup of wine with me. That's Tommaso. Sorry, I have something on the screen that is not supposed to be there. I also have Gary Travis. Gary Travis is a US veteran, an incredible guy who is doing a lot with community development in the United States. Gary and I, we have spoken about how one day we can bring his initiative down to Nigeria so we can save a whole lot of our community from degradation. If you go forward also, you will see April Marissa Yeager. April is an incredible person because she's a CEO of a big company who is humbly consulting for my publishing company, and she's collecting nothing from me. April has actually brought immense industry connections my way that I actually interact with a lot of connections online and yet from my bedroom. This is Paula Goodman. Paula Goodman, she doesn't do anything more than just to motivate me every morning. Every morning she will motivate me, she give me career tips, she give me a whole lot of things. And the last two people, now these are incredible people. If you check their profile, you will see some incredible statistics about their profile. One is Nitin Mohandas. Nitin Mohandas, every day, we also share tips on sales that have made him a gross income of $1 billion. He's there. You can check him out. He's actually one of Samsung global executive. He also is also on the board of Heineken International Board. He's there, you see it on his profile, you can check it. I put it there so it will not look as if I'm actually lying. So you see evidence there. And there is Talal Al-Murad, he's my latest mentor. He's a Saudi Arabia executive. If you know Saudi Arabia very well, then you must know the Al-Murad Empire. It gives me 1 hour every week just to teach me some basic things. Now, I am not here to brag about my bag of connections. No. On the contrary, the question is, how has a boy like me, who was wallowing in self-pity and absorbed in depression, able to make such transition that I speak with people like this on a mutual ground every day? How did I do that? Then that takes me to my topic, staying local, playing global, using LinkedIn to create professional opportunities. Are we together? I took a leap from an undergrad who 1 year ago was wallowing in self-pity and shallowness to a professional who is ranked. This is my profile on LinkedIn. I am ranked in the top 2% of my industry. That's my social selling index. So it is LinkedIn that provided this. I didn't provide that. In the marketing industry, I am ranked in the top 2%. And in all my network from different professions, now, I have over 5,000 people. Okay, 5,000 professionals, not just people. I am ranked in the top 7 when you compare our profiles together. Now, these guys are economically more proficient than I am. But one way or the other, I am ranked alongside. Not just alongside, I'm ranked in the top 2% of the industry. So, how did I make such transition? Now, I can give you a classic tale of how difficult it is, of how nothing is ever easy and what not. Or I could simply tell you the truth that is, in fact, easy in the reality of today through LinkedIn to create incredible economic opportunities for yourself. So which one do you want me to say, the lie or the truth? Oh, because I know we all like to hear it that to be successful, to do this is very difficult. No, it took me just 1 year to do this. And would I not be an hypocrite if I come here and say it is very difficult? Right? I would be an hypocrite, right? So I'm not going to do that. So in my presentation today, I'm going to talk about the what, the why, and the how of LinkedIn. What is LinkedIn and what is it? What can it be used for? That is, what is LinkedIn and what is its usefulness? Why LinkedIn? And how can you create economic opportunities with LinkedIn? Now, to the first question, what is LinkedIn? LinkedIn is a networking site for professionals that allows you to build a professional profile for yourself for local and global relevance. It is an incredible marketing platform. Now, sorry, I'm a marketer, so I will talk about the marketing usefulness of LinkedIn. It's an incredible marketing platform for B2B. B2B is business-to-business marketer. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, this is a tool. With LinkedIn Advertising, this is another tool. With LinkedIn Email, you can target quality tools for your business, services, and product, even for you as a person, as a career person. That is one part of LinkedIn. Another part of LinkedIn, this one is the LinkedIn tag. Everybody calls LinkedIn the job opportunity website. So I'm going to talk about it also. But I won't talk about it as a job opportunity website. No, LinkedIn is a job curator. Now there's a tool called LinkedIn Job Search. Now let me tell you that there are millions of freelance and contractual jobs that are available every day in different parts of the world on LinkedIn. As we speak, there are over 100 million process applications on LinkedIn every month. In a day, sometimes I get about 1,436 job opportunities I could actually apply for as a marketer, not general work, as a marketer in different parts of the world. And I've actually picked some places I would like to work. I picked Lagos, I picked New York, and I picked some other places. And I get interesting opportunities from there that I had to turn 2 jobs recently because I couldn't make a transition from Nigeria to United States. But eventually, I picked one in Nigeria, and they allowed me to work remotely. That is ProCV Nigeria. With LinkedIn Easy Apply, alongside a premium account, the possibility of getting one of these 100 million jobs is 1,000 more. I hope someone is writing, because I'm actually highlighting some of the tools you can use on LinkedIn. What is LinkedIn again? Now to the students here. LinkedIn is an educational website with thousands of hours of videos on every topic imaginable, from software development to business topics. Now we've heard a lot about cloud computing and all that. You can actually use LinkedIn to start your learning. It is very, very immense. I learned one part of data analytics on LinkedIn, and when I got certified, and I spoke to a friend of mine, and then he was like, wow, how much did you spend? I said, wow, I spent nothing. That's what you can do with LinkedIn. What else is LinkedIn? Okay, I'll mention two LinkedIn tools that you can use to learn. LinkedIn Learning and SlideShare. They have a plethora of presentation, infographics, videos, and documents on numerous professional topics. You can check them out. Now, lastly, what is LinkedIn again? LinkedIn is a publishing site. Now, for people in the academia, you might want to be interested in this. LinkedIn Publishing is a tool, and LinkedIn Live are good tools for building niche visibility. When I say niche visibility, it's a marketing term. It means visibility around your own type of audience. Niche visibility and personal branding. You can use it for personal branding. Just recently, LinkedIn added another tool called LinkedIn Business. LinkedIn Business boosts your professional visibility by adding a profile feature. Now, this is interesting. That allows you to rank up on any search engine based on your top three skills. So if they're looking for someone, and if you have created a LinkedIn profile that is incredible enough, you'll be one of the first persons to rank on any social media network. Any. As a professional. So a lot of HR managers, sometimes they check LinkedIn. They don't check your profile. Sometimes they just check job title or something. Do you know that the chances of you getting higher on that list increases the chances of getting the job and convincing such HR manager? But let's forget about what I know about LinkedIn. What does the stats say about LinkedIn? If you look at the board there, it says LinkedIn currently has over 610 million members. The network has 303 million active monthly users. Now, that's where my own scope is. I want to interact with these 303 million active members because they come every month. I don't want to talk to people who have inactive profiles. 40% of these 303 million people, they visit LinkedIn daily. Now I even close my scope. I want to reach these people. How are you going to do that? Don't worry, I will tell you how to do all of this. But you must understand what the platform is before you can begin to imagine how you can actually use it to create economic opportunities for yourself. There are 90 million senior level influencers and 63 million decision makers on LinkedIn. 41% of millennials, people within our age bracket, they use LinkedIn. About 87 million of them are on LinkedIn. And 11 million of them are in decision-making position. Fortunately for me, I've also moved into that category. Because when I resumed job, one of the first things I saw was the virtual space we use. I felt like a lot of things that could have been automated were being done manually. So when I got into the virtual space, then I saw it. And I saw the way they were doing things. So I just went to my line manager, and I told her, oh, we can actually do this and do that. But of course, I'm a newbie. So she thought probably I was actually bragging. And said, okay, I give you 24 hours to do it. And then in 1 hour, I returned it to her. And then I told her how to use those things. And she was like, oh? And immediately, I got promoted. I haven't even spent 24 hours in my new place of work. I got promoted just because I know how to handle a virtual assistant. And I just automated it for them. How did I know how to create a virtual assistant to LinkedIn? Let's move forward. There are 33% millionaires on LinkedIn, globally, that is. 45% of LinkedIn users earn $75,000 annually. And another 25% of them earns between $50,000 and that 75,000 annually. So there are rich people on LinkedIn. So don't worry whether you're going to get opportunity. There are actually rich people there. You can go on with the stats, because if you go, you still read that 92% of the Fortune 500 use LinkedIn, and so on and so forth. That is what LinkedIn is about. But before my presentation, I ran a post. I wanted people to tell me what LinkedIn has been to them. Now, this one post, I picked three because a lot of them were actually congratulating me and saying a lot of things. Now, this one said, "Hi, Davis Carpenter. I've taken my LinkedIn presence seriously since your talk at the CEDA Generation Program some months ago. It's amazing how much is possible with LinkedIn. I have connected and had meaningful conversation with CEOs of organizations, people whose offices I've never dreamt of entering. In all, LinkedIn is a great place to be." I gave a talk, just some 20 minutes talk recently about LinkedIn, and this person, she flew with it, and now this is our story, this is our LinkedIn story. Niti Mohandas, my sales $1 billion sales advisor, he said, "The magic is in you." Now he was talking about, this is how he sees LinkedIn, that the magic of LinkedIn is in you. All right? It's all about engagement. That's what this person has said. That it's not about increasing connections or being an influencer. It is not even about magicians. That means there's no magic to, that's what he meant. It's about, now let's look at it, learning from life experiences of others, thinking through different perspectives, adopting unique strategies into your life, and finally, to lead a better life. This is someone who has made over $1 billion in his life, and he's saying this about LinkedIn. Then how much more you that you have not even made $50,000 in a month? Now the third person, Jonad Igbag, this is an influencer on LinkedIn. He said, "I've just met too many amazing people on this platform, and I'm meeting more every day." To him, LinkedIn is a connection box. And of course, this is my boss. He said, "Davis Carpenter, you are the reason for your story." He also went personal about it. He said, "You have given yourself a voice and garnished your personal brand. Don't worry, you ain't seen anything yet." What this person has said about LinkedIn is that you are the voice of whatever attraction that comes your way. That is what people have said about LinkedIn. So I won't spend so much time on LinkedIn again. So why LinkedIn? My question is, why not LinkedIn? If you have had all of these incredible opportunities, these stats, and what people have to say, and I didn't put the words in Dr. Mrs. Uba's mouth, and of course, Dr. Alade Somi, I should not make that mistake. If I call you Mr., I'm sure I will be very, very penalized. They mention LinkedIn a lot. This is where people I've never met in my life. And they are professionals who have done incredible things than I can ever imagine. And they're still talking about LinkedIn. So my question is, why not LinkedIn? But I'll give you a few tips. If you are looking to create a long-term value, if you are looking to create a personal brand, if you desire to increase economic opportunities for yourself, then LinkedIn is the place for you. LinkedIn allows you to create an entire ecosystem of opportunities based on your skills and attractions. That is exactly what your CV does to you when you graduate. Then your CV now attracts opportunities to you. But LinkedIn is saying that you do not necessarily have to finish from your university before you attract opportunities to yourself based on your CV, because that's my CV there. That's my online CV there. And I've built an incredible profile that if you are looking for something I have, then you must message me. That's how my profile view in the last week increased spontaneously to like 1,000, because I published an article on copywriting. And I had immense opportunity to work with some companies just because I published an article. And it brought 1,000 people to my profile who had opportunity to see everything else that I could do. And then we discussed. In short, that's what LinkedIn is. So I'm not going to say a lot about that, because I have only 20 minutes and I like to stay within my time. How do you use LinkedIn to create all of these opportunities we talk about? Now, what I realize is that there is an impossible chance that I'm going to teach a LinkedIn class in 20 minutes. And moreover, they say that 10% of participants practice what they learn from a free conference. So this is a free conference. So I'm not going to give you something that I will teach now and then you won't practice it later. However, it is my desire that more than 10% of this audience learn how to set up an interesting LinkedIn profile and use LinkedIn to create opportunities for themselves. Hopefully, if we can get every one of us to do so. What I've done is that I have expertly, alongside my friends, created a LinkedIn guide for you. Something you can consult with to do whatever you want to do. If you follow this link, you are going to download a book that I've created. I call it LinkedIn Beginner's Guide. It's going to show you incredible ways how you can set up a LinkedIn profile, get started, optimize your profile, create content that actually people will engage with, and create economic opportunities for yourself. I even put a lot of Jira that I actually charge people for. But if you don't like to read, you can also consult with me. Whether as a businessman, whether as a professional, someone in the academia, if you have an organization, there is an incredible things we can do with yourself, your organization, with my LinkedIn strategy that's well proven all over the world now. But this is a guide just for you to have a taste for free, because I don't want 10% of these people to actually make me sweat and then not do what I actually sweat to do, to create. So if you're interested, you can download your LinkedIn guide at bit.ly/hsummit19. Sorry, this link is not correct. It's /h, hsummit19. I actually customized it for hsummit, sorry. This was the original link that I created, then I had second thought. So some people might actually forget here. So hsummit19. So now I'm going to rush through something because I have 2 minutes here. Now we have treated the basic question of what, why, and how. However, there is one more question I think might interest you. As a Nigerian, and more importantly, a Nigerian student, what does this mean to you, having a LinkedIn account? Now, I'm going to run an interesting insight because, like I said, I am enrolled in this World Bank course. In 2011, we got a material. In 2011, a study was carried out by McKinsey Institute on whether there's a functional relationship between internet penetration and economic growth. And what these people found out was that in the space of 5 years, the internet had accounted for 21% increase in GDP growth of mature economies. World Development Report on Digital Dividends by World Bank also in 2016 found that there is both a functional and positive relationship between broadband penetration and economic growth. The study showed that as countries like the Nordic states, leading economies like China and the United States are increasing and expanding their internet ecosystem, they are also seeing visible corollary economic growth. Now, this is Nigeria's case. I'm a data analyst. Sometimes I use a lot of data. Interestingly, in Nigeria, broadband penetration stood at 31.43%, representing over 60 million active broadband subscriptions. That is your internet data, by the way. But here is an interesting twist. In December 2018, the third quarter economic report shows that the combined unemployment rate and underemployment rate in Nigeria is 43.3%. So in other climes, the more the internet penetration, the more the economic growth. But in Nigeria, the more our internet penetration, the lesser our economic growth. Why is that? But before I go into why, it is even more intriguing if we consider that only 60% of our population belongs to the working population. We should also know that most students who are rather equipped in the university are not allowed to work. My question is, if you are training us to go into the labor market, why can't you allow us to gain enough experience so that when we get into the labor market, we don't become useless? But that's the other way around. In essence, what we have is that we have many unemployed youth who manage to spend long hours on the internet. How do they do that is beyond me. If you look at this data, you will see that the total subscription between 2017 and 2018 was almost 120 million. Now I begin to ask, at a time like this, when having an internet means you could potentially be more economically sufficient, as unemployed youth, why don't we make it count for something more than gossip? What if many unemployed youth spend a quarter of their data building active professional profiles, learning and acquiring new career skills, and creating a functional network of industry connections? What if you all begin to spend at least 45 minutes on LinkedIn, interacting beyond borders on professional discourses? What if, like me, we can get the opportunity to work on a job remotely and still continue to school? What if we create a LinkedIn Nigeria, a niche platform to create vertical economic opportunities for Nigerian youth? What if? Now, I'm not saying that LinkedIn will solve all our problems. No, as a matter of fact, it will not. I'm going to round up now because I'm nearing my conclusion, as you can see. A platform like LinkedIn offers us a chance to stretch our opportunity scope if we could spend less time on the internet gossiping and more time building professional profile. As a matter of fact, there are 20 million job listings on LinkedIn as we speak, and about 90,000 schools and 30 million companies on LinkedIn as we speak. Now, LinkedIn will not solve our problem, like I said, but it offers us economic opportunities as interns, job seekers, and professionals who seek to create very important brand opportunity for themselves. These are opportunities that abound on this platform, but are only limited in our own local space if we are only looking locally. Today's reality presents us with the opportunity to knock out all of these opportunities from our bedroom, because I actually got all of my job and international connection from my bedroom. You can do that also. Conclusively, if you follow my story, you would realize that LinkedIn could offer more than professional and economic opportunities. I have seen Nigerians like Professor Indubisi Ikwekwe, Chidi Nwaogu, Abbas Kayode, and many other Nigerians who have discovered a world of impact, self-realization, and meaning on LinkedIn. No, I am not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be, and I'm not far from where I want to go. Through LinkedIn, I've placed myself to take opportunities in today's reality. There are lots of opportunity in the digital space. With proper guidance, there are endless opportunities on this space, especially LinkedIn. And you can also learn it. So I'm going to drop with this last statement. Get conventional knowledge. Now, don't say because this is a digital, this thing that you shun. No, I always say study conventional knowledge. Get today's knowledge, know today's reality, and then use LinkedIn as a platform to create opportunities for them. Thank you.